The president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, says he's going to rein in his foul language after receiving a message from God. But his war on drugs, the one that's brought him international condemnation for its rounding up many thousands of alleged drug dealers and users, and also committed alleged extrajudicial killings, full speed ahead. But as Michael Sullivan reports, the country's prison and health system can't support it.
It's 11 o'clock at night at a local precinct station in Tondo, in one of Manila's most notorious slums. And the holding cell here is packed so tightly, some of the prisoners are literally hanging from the walls and ceiling. In hammocks, that is, strung above the heads of those standing or lying below. The cell's capacity, in theory, is 45 people. The station's deputy commander, Robinson Marañon, says there's more than 100 crammed into the tiny space. So many, they have to sleep in shifts.
4 hours, maybe 4 hours, and then the others will lie down. Then after 4 hours, the others will stand up also, and the others will lie down.
So how long do these people end up staying here?
Some of them, they 3 months already, 3 months.
That's because the system can't process them out of here and into the central jail to wait for trial fast enough, he says. He wants a bigger cell, but he's going to have to wait. Everyone is, according to President Duterte, both the people charged with locking the dealers and the users up and the people charged with cleaning them up.
I am operating on a budget that was prepared by the other year, the previous year. Just like in any country, America, you prepare the budget now for next year's implementation. You know, we do not have the money.
And nobody expected there would be so many pushers and users out there, or that more than 730,000 users would surrender in the first 4 months.
Of course, we were caught unaware.
That's Philip Veracruz of the government's Dangerous Drugs Bureau. One of the biggest problems, he admits, beds, treatment centers for the worst off.
We have 44 accredited rehabilitation centers all over the country. So the total bed capacity is 3,216.
3,216 beds for a country of 100 million people. Veracruz reckons the government needs at least double that number. Dr. Alvin Regada says more. Try 100,000, he says. Regada is the head of intake at Tahanan in Quezon City, one of the state-accredited facilities. And it's not just a shortage of beds, he says, but staff. Because only doctors specifically accredited by the Department of Health are allowed to diagnose drug dependence. And there's not many of them nationwide either.
I think it's only less than 200 physicians who are DOH accredited.
It's more like 150 by most estimates, but the Dangerous Drugs Bureau's Philip Veracruz insists more of everything is on the way. More doctors, more treatment centers.
The Congress has ensured that the programs of the president should be properly budgeted for next year.
It's in the pipeline.
Yes, basically, yes.
You're just going to have to gut this one out until next year.
Yes, so we'll just try to make do.
With existing treatment centers, outpatient clinics, and weekly Zumba classes run by local police for surrenderees, even President Duterte's new best friend China has ponied up money for a new treatment center. Tahanan's intake director, Dr. Alvin Regada, says it's a start, but
it can only accommodate 15,000. So where does the 100,000 plus more drug dependents will go?
Where indeed, at Regada's facility, all 150 beds are full and there's a waiting list. And that's pretty much the case everywhere in the country, which means a lot of people who need help just aren't getting it and won't for a while. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Manila.